Welcome, students, to episode 10 on Thinking Through the Moving Body as part of the series for EDF 1611, Introduction to Sport, Fitness and Outdoor Recreation. The focus of today's podcast is to review and to provide a summary of the information that was presented during this week. Clearly, one of the things that we're interested in as sport and outdoor recreation professionals is understanding the different theoretical perspectives that exist through an individual's lived educative experience, especially as it is relevant to the practical information that we will study here in sport and outdoor recreation. If we have a look at the underlying theory behind it, we can see that Gardner's multiple intelligences, especially that focusing in on the bodily kinesthetic intelligence or body smart, provides an opportunity with which we can start to analyze the approach to understanding our experiences in this way. Also, De Bono's Six Thinking Hats provides another example, especially with regard to the red thinking hat of emotions, about how we actually participate in sport. We also briefly touched on the dualisms associated with mind versus body, and other dualisms that are very current within sport and outdoor recreation field, that being fit or unfit, or skilled or unskilled. The other main dualism that's clearly in existence is that as thinking about the body as a machine and the body as object. And so how we can begin to understand that is that we can think holistically and take the information that we get from the information from biophysical foundations, accept these, understand these as being extremely important, but also work to start to promote the importance of the body as subject in being able to understand the individual and sporting experience within a wider social complex. And this we can investigate or understand as theorizing embodiment. Clearly, it's important to have a background information on both body as object and body as subject. We covered that in some way during the lecture. We also briefly investigated the notions of physical capital and its importance to how we study the human body and thinking through the human body, in being able to see that as being a great privilege in our certain environment, before we actually undertook a couple of different experiential activities. Clearly, one of the things that you need to think about is the notion of the kayak experience, and whilst slightly differently as a lecture approach, I think this is important to start to address some of those deep-seated, embodied, internal, intrinsic and subjective responses that we experience as individuals within the kayak. Clearly, there's also room to develop meaningful activity and how we understand meaningful activity in exploring such internal mechanisms in our lived educative experience. Clearly, the rationale from my perspective as a physical educator is to consider that the meanings of educational experiences are never void of bodily experiences, although we often ignore or dismiss these experiences as unimportant. And this comes from Oliver's research paper from 2001. And I also reiterate Kleinman's 1979 statement that asserts that doing physical education or physical activity is primarily associated with the experience of movement. If we start to have a look at how the practical information relates to that of what we've covered over the last 10 weeks, clearly we can investigate and examine through three different specific lenses the importance of movement in that way. The first lens is the technical lens, fundamental motor skill assessment, assessing the skill components of what goes on. The following is the technical or tactical approach, and we've looked at these in the last couple of weeks in terms of the games classifications that we know of in terms of invasion games, net wall games, fielding and striking games, and finally target games. And the last lens that we can have a look at is the notion of the lived educative experience, and what is our body telling us when we're actually participating in sport or outdoor recreation experiences, and how we can best understand these from our perspectives and then how we might be able to build up our understanding in a pedagogically rich environment. Hopefully this is a summary of what we've covered today in the lecture and practical for EDF 1611, and here ends the podcast of episode 10, looking at the thinking through the moving body.